I got my Bible storybook.
I got my Bible storybook again and again and always.
Because Achan stole. Joshua chapter 7 and 8. After the victory at Jericho, the Israelites wanted to move farther into the land of Canaan. Joshua sent spies to Ai, the next town. "Go up and view the country," he told them. When they returned, they told Joshua, "We will need only 3,000 men to take this city because it is small." So Joshua sent 3,000 soldiers to Ai. This time the soldiers did not return with shouts of victory. Instead, they came running with the men of Ai right behind them. A few brave Israelites even lost their lives in the battle. How discouraged the Israelites were at their defeat. Joshua was so troubled that he tore his clothes and fell on his face before the ark. It was a long time before he could find words to say. Finally, he prayed, "Oh Lord, why did this happen? Why did our men turn their backs on their enemies? What will people say about our God when they know we have been defeated?" And God said, "I cannot help the Israelites when there is sin in the camp. I commanded that no one should take anything for himself from Jericho, but one has disobeyed." The next day, Joshua searched for the man who had done this. Joshua discovered that Achan was the guilty man. Joshua told him, "My son, confess your wrong to the Lord and tell me what you have done. Do not hide it from me." Achan said, "Yes, I have sinned against the Lord. In one of the houses of Jericho, I saw a beautiful robe and much silver and gold. I wanted them so much that I took them. They are buried beneath my tent. You will find the robe on top with the silver and the gold under it." Joshua sent messengers to Achan's tent. They dug and found the things Achan had taken. At Joshua's command, Achan and everything that belonged to him were brought to a valley outside the camp. The Israelites stoned and burned them. On top of the ashes, they piled stones. Whenever the Israelites saw the pile of stones, they remembered that God had punished the man who disobeyed him. Then the Lord told Joshua, "Do not be afraid or dismayed. Go to Ai. The city and the land will be yours. The cattle and the things you will find there will belong to you." Joshua chose 30,000 brave men and sent them to Ai at night. "Go a little beyond the city," he told them, "and wait there." In the morning, Joshua and his people started toward Ai and pitched their camps on the north side of the city. Then he sent 5,000 soldiers to the west side of the city. Joshua and some of his men came out to fight the soldiers of Ai. The Israelites pretended they were beaten and ran, and after them came the soldiers of Ai in hot pursuit. When they were far enough away from the city, Joshua gave the signal. The soldiers who were waiting behind the city entered it. As the soldiers of Ai ran after Joshua's men, they must have thought, "What cowardly men these Israelites are." But when they started back to their city, they saw that Joshua had trapped them. More soldiers were coming behind them, and their city was on fire. This was another victory for the people who obeyed God.